At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only 10 bucks every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor. I welcome Ivana Stradner to help me understand how Russia and the Russian people view the Ukraine conflict. These many months, the puzzle has been the deceptions and the falsehoods coming out of the Kremlin. Do people believe it? We've been led to understand their protests, and yet statistics that are available suggest that 75% of Russians view the U.S. in a negative light. At the same time, people in Russia are nostalgic about the great Russia. I read this in a new article at Politico by David Shedd and Ivana Stradner. Ivana's at the Barrish Center for Media Integrity at the Foundation for the Defense of Democracies. David Shedd, her colleague, is a former acting director of the Defense Intelligence Agency. Ivana, the conditions for the Kremlin to believe the falsehood that NATO was about to attack Russia and therefore it reacted in self-defense by invading Ukraine. The hundreds of thousands who have fled do not believe that, but your presentation suggests to me that many, many more Russians do believe it. Is that correct? Good evening to you.
Good evening. Thank you very much once again for inviting me to talk about my latest article with David Shedd on psychological warfare. And you're absolutely right that there is a huge anti-American sentiment in Russia. And Putin has been working on this for almost 2 decades and installing that that belief that the United States in particular is a Russian enemy. And no wonder why so many people nowadays actually have a belief in anti-American sentiment. And you're right. Many Russians do believe that the war in Ukraine is in particular provoked by NATO and the United States. Putin has made numerous statements about the origins of war, whether it's related to NATO, whether it's related to bioweapons. Recently, he claimed, you know, that the West is made of Satans, and this is a war to denazify, but also to the satanize Ukraine and the West. So there are numerous pretexts that Vladimir Putin has used since February to justify his war. And yes, many Russians still believe in those statements.
It's quite fantastic, but there it is. Those are facts from the polling. So what is to be done is the immediate consequence. When 56% of Russian citizens believe that Joseph Stalin was a great leader, where do you begin? Ivana, this is no longer the 20th century Cold War. There is information flowing around the world all the time. The internet, for example. The U.S. or NATO or an outside observer can communicate to the Russians that NATO did not attack, that this is not a war of self-defense, and that, by the way, Joseph Stalin was a monster. How do we do that?
It's very, very difficult at this point because during the Cold War, the United States was the information warfare superpower. We were competing with the Soviet Union back then in the information space, and the Voice of America and Radio Free Europe were one of our greatest tools to deliver information inside the Soviet Union. And then after the end of the Cold War, the United States stopped using its soft power to win hearts and minds globally, but also inside Russia. But Putin never stopped using information operations to spread this information across the globe, to polarize societies, to interfere in elections, but also, even more importantly, inside Russia, to actually install and to promote more nationalist sentiments. So no wonder that nowadays Stalin is one of the favorite leaders inside Russia. And you're right. What are we going to do about this? I think at this point, to begin with, it's very difficult to sell Russians the American dream. They don't want to live in American dream. They want to live in Russian dream. They want to live in great Russia. And it will be very, very difficult, you know, to sell our ideas, our values over there. And in this particular piece, both David Chet and I, we actually provide some very concrete examples what the United States should do. And we believe that the rise in nationalism can actually be an asset for the United States in its psychological war with the Kremlin. For example, we believe that the United States should promote inside Russia, use nationalism and actually to explain how Putin's war in Ukraine has actually degraded Russia and made it a pariah. So appeal to all those far-right groups, nationalists, that Russia is not actually anymore a respected nation globally. We also believe that, for example, humor can be a powerful tool in such endeavors because even during the Cold War, the Russians always resorted to humor. And you can find all those online like jokes about Stalin and about their leaders when they were mocking them. Even though there has always been a draconian censorship laws, even nowadays, for example, if you say something that is contains like a blatant disrespect towards Russia, you can end up like a 15 days in prison. Not only that, like since February, if you use the word war instead of a special military operation, you can actually end up 15 years in jail. And Putin has been doing numerous efforts to completely control the information space inside Russia. For example, it's very difficult nowadays to use foreign social media platforms inside Russia, unless you can resort, for example, to VPN, to virtual private networks. So it's very difficult, you know, to deliver such messages. But we still believe that the United States has technological tools to do something like that, that we can use different slogans, like we put in particular, like life has become better, comrades, to appeal to all those groups, to help them understand what's happening inside Russia. Not only that, we also believe that the United States information operations should also seek to fuel anti-Kremlin grievances among Russia's ethnic minority groups. There is like one of the greatest Putin's nightmares, really ethnic minority groups inside Russia. But his mobilization was purely racist. He did not send people from his elite in Moscow and St. Petersburg on the front line. Instead, he used ethnic minority groups to send on the front lines. And we believe that we should actually spread the truth to those groups and to make them aware that they are actually being discriminated inside Russia. And also, basically supporting dissident groups is something very, very important because there are numerous people, what you just mentioned at the beginning of our conversation, who fled Russia and who would love to spread the truth inside Russia. So it would be really great to see more involvement within the Western community to provide all those groups of people platforms to spread the truth. You know, Russia is spreading disinformation and lies about biolabs. Basically, even yesterday, a few days ago, they claimed that United States is developing bioweapons through mosquitoes. Before that, they claim, you know, that we train migratory birds and then deliver, like, use drones to deliver bioweapons, et cetera, et cetera. We do not need to use lies. The truth is really on our side. We just believe that it's not enough for the West to defend itself from Russian disinformation campaigns by, for example, sanctioning or not allowing different social media platforms. No, we really need to go on the offensive and to show the Kremlin that the two can play this game, with the except of the fact that we should actually provide the truth because it's on our side.
And final minute here, Ivana. Those young people, I did a profile recently of the thousands of entrepreneurs who've gathered in capitals such as Baku, for example. Are they ready to participate in this, to your understanding? They've left everything behind. Do they want to help their colleagues, the young colleagues? We have about a minute.
Not all of them. There are certainly no Russians who still, even though they're abroad, they still support the war in Ukraine. Even some protests were not anti-war. They were rather anti-mobilization. However, I still firmly believe that there are still Russians who live abroad, who are anti-Putin and who are ready to spread the truth. So let's help them.
Ivana Stratner for the Foundation for the Defense of Democracies, with her colleague David Shedd, former acting director of the DIA, writing in Politico about the up-to-date psychological warfare necessary to help the Russian people. I'm John Batchelor.
Stay tuned for more of CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.